Hi, this is Michael at MMA Legal.
All right, Michael, you just phoned me. It's James.
Yeah, can I think you say your name, please, James?
McKinley.
Give me 2 seconds, James. Can you spell McKinley for me? M-C-K, is it?
I-N-L-E-Y.
Give me 2 seconds. For some reason, my... There you are. Oh, yeah, got you now, James. Fantastic. Thank you for ringing me back, James. Do you have 10 minutes for me to have a chat with you about your case?
Aye.
Perfect. Just to let you know, James, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. It's my role, James, as an investigator here at MMA Legal, is to go out and gather the evidence for you. So that's not only just writing to, you know, social services, educational authorities in Glasgow. It's more about getting to know you, James, and also understanding, you know, the trauma that you suffered as a child, how that had an impact on you as an adult. So the likes of, you know, depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sorts of alcohol or substance issues, James, I can evidence. And I'll write to, you know, your GP and the likes to gather that evidence for you. And what that does, James, it gives the Scottish Redress team, when they come to judge our case, an overall picture of, you know, James McKinley in care and James McKinley because of care, if that makes sense.
All right.
Okay, James. So we'll ask you some tough questions, buddy, and I do apologise in advance for having to, but I wouldn't be doing my job for you if I didn't ask you these questions, James. So, again, I am sorry.
That's okay.
Have you or do you suffer with any sort of depression or anxiety, Mr. McKinley?
No, depression, but I've never really ever went to the doctors about it.
Okay. Never spoken to you.
Just probably at that age, I just deal with things myself, sort of thing, you know.
Yeah, I get that. I get men generally don't really like to speak it either. What about alcohol or any substance, James? Did you have any issues with them?
Well, as soon as I left school, I was just drinking and taking ecstasy tablets.
Yeah.
Smoking weed.
Yeah, we obviously didn't seek any medical attention for any of them.
No.
Okay. Just drinking. Taking recreational drugs, isn't it?
No, it's mostly ecstasy.
Okay. For a real tough one, James. It's one that I actually hate asking, but I will ask. Have you ever tried to take your own life, James?
No, but I've thought about it a few times when I was younger.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm sorry, buddy.
Well, it's just, it's funny, because I went up to visit my brother and hug my name, found him swinging through the door, so...
Oh, so sorry, you think for your loss.
He wasn't in care, he was schizophrenic.
Oh, okay. Okay. Is there anything that you'd like me to investigate for you, James? Any sort of thing that we could track back to, you know, being in care? Any sort of injuries
I think that's a housing estate now, so I doubt you'll get any claims.
No, I don't think I will, but I'm just trying to get, you know, as much evidence as I can for you. And the likelihood is there's been probably hundreds of complaints about St. John's.
No.
We also write to what's called the National Records Scotland, James, and we ask them for any sort of reports on abuse in these care settings as well.
Well, I didn't really report it, James. They just kept quiet about it.
No, I'm not saying you. I'm saying, you know, in general, should we say. Is it known to the police? Is it known to the social services? Is it known to the Scottish Government? When I write to social services, James, sorry, buddy. When I write to social services, James, do you want me to... I was looking at St. John's, that's what I said. When I write to the social services in Glasgow and the education authority, do you want me to share that information with you, James?
Aye.
Okay.
That was quite a lot of good reports I got, because there was not too bad when I was in the home.
Yeah, okay. And from care. Okay, so what we'll do is, what I'll do, so to say, is I'll write to Social Services, the Education Authority, National Records Scotland, about your time in care. When I get that information back into our office, I'll make copies and send them out to you.
No problem.
What we'll do is we'll go through them together, you and I. We'll make sure that, you know, we haven't missed any sort of evidence or any sort of information. We'll go through your statements again. Everything's in there that you want to be in there. And then we'll do what's called our final submission to the Scottish Redress. Just to let you know, James, what we've done so far for you is we've gave them notice we are going to claim. We've got an application number for you, so we have registered you as a complaint. We're also recognised as your law firm, but we have told them we will be providing them with support and evidence. So what that means is obviously they're waiting for our evidence before they start on your case. Okay, so what happens then, James, is we wait for what's called a panel date. So once we've submitted all of our evidence, we get a panel date, and they will obviously then hopefully give us the... So the panel is behind closed doors, James, so just it's not like any sort of, you know, children's panels you may have been through. It's a behind closed doors judge, if you like. And from there, hopefully we'll get you the recognition of what has happened to you in care, and also an offer of financial compensation with McKinley.
No problem.
Is that okay, sir?
That's very nice.
Perfect. Obviously, St. John's is in Glasgow, by the look of it.
Right.
That's not going to be a quick turnaround for me, James. I am going to have a fight on my hands. Glasgow is, you know, obviously, with it being probably one of the biggest local authorities, is absolutely bottlenecked at the minute. So it could take me anywhere up to 10 months, Mr. McKinley, but I will be on with you every few weeks and emailing you, letting you know how I'm getting on.
No problem, mate.
Okay, perfect. Do you have any questions for me, James, about what
No, not at all, mate.
I just obviously due to the sensitive nature of these cases, James, I just have to go back a step in our process with you. Just make sure that you fully understand our fees before we go off now and start probably our main body of work on your case. I'll also explain what other options are out there available for you as well. But if you're still happy for me to continue, then obviously... I have to do it on this recorded call for our compliance, but it won't take me too long. I'll literally run you through it. So just to let you know, James, that you don't need a law firm to apply to the Scottish Redress. You can actually do this yourself. That would obviously entail you know, if you wish to, gathering your own evidence and submitting your own case. So that's an option for you. Option two is there are other law firms out there, James, that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress and won't charge you any fees. And the reason why they don't charge fees is they get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme. Now, them law firms, James, they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws that case.
Right.
I can't, as an individual representing a law firm, I can't divulge or explain to you what those law firms would do for you, or probably more importantly, James, what they don't do for you. All I can tell you is that we don't participate in that government legal fee scheme. We don't take a handout from the Scottish Government. And to be honest, we don't want to be owing anything to the Scottish Government either.
They'll just want an application and you get their money then.
Yeah, what we do, James, is we enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract. with if you win, we win. If you lose, we lose together. It's on me as a business, as a law firm, to go out and give you the gather as much evidence as I can. Fight your corner and try and give you the best possible chance. Our fates are tied, basically, you know. Our fees, James, are capped at 20% inclusive of all VAT. It's actually slightly less, it's like 19.2%, but just obviously for ease of maths and ease of conversation, we tell clients it's 20%. So what that means, James, is no matter how much time, effort or work goes into your case, you'll never pay us more than the 20%.
Aye.
Just for your peace of mind, James, on the flip side of that also, because you as a survivor of, you know, care and historic abuse, you know, and all that comes with that, we will never put you under any sort of financial pressure if we are unsuccessful with your case.
No problem.
So if we don't get you compensation, James, we won't come looking for our fees from you. Our insurance policy will cover all of our fees and our time on your case.
That's so good.
Yeah, is that okay, Mr. McKinley?
That's fine, mate.
Yeah, sorry that I've probably dragged you over that before, or you've been dragged over that before, but I do have to run that through with you. Do you understand those three options, James?
I'll take your option.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Just to let you know, James, you have what's called a 14-day cooling off period from the date you signed any documentation with us. What that means is if you want to change your mind and walk away, you can rip up the paperwork and walk away from us with no obligation, obviously, up until day 14. Now, if you're unaware of the 14-day cooling off period, James, I can restart that from today on this phone call. Or alternatively, if you're happy with us as a law firm, happy with our fees, and just want us to crack on, you have the right to waive that 14-day cooling off period and we can get started on your case. But that's entirely up to you.
I just let you crack on, mate.
So you're happy to waive the 14-day cooling off period?
Right.
Excellent. You've got my number now, James. Like I said, I really appreciate you ringing me back. If you need me for anything, save it. My name's Michael. I'm going to be the person that walks you through to the end now.
I'll save it in my phone, because any calls I get to down the England, it's usually fucking spam.
Yeah. Just save my number, please. And if you need me for anything, James, if you want to have a chat with somebody who understands your background, just give me a call. I work for you, so I'm always at the other end of a phone call for you.
No problem, mate.
Excellent, James. Do you understand all that? Is everything?
I know, I understand it.
Excellent, perfect. Well, like I said, James, if you need me for anything, give me a ring. I'll write to you within 2 weeks with all my contact details anyway, officially. But in the meantime, if you want to get hold of me, just give me a call.
Hey, no problem, Michael.
Thanks, Mr. McKinley. Lovely speaking to you. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks again. Cheers.
Bye now. Bye-bye.